Does it feel like football season already?
It's good to get back, to be honest with you. You're gone for a couple weeks, and you finish your OTAs, and you get a chance to kind of regroup with the guys, get back in football shape as a coaching staff and for players. So it's I kind of like this time of year.
Evaluate Jay Cutler right now, just what you've seen here today at minicamp.
Oh, all pro, first team.
No pressure.
He's done a good job. You know, there's a big learning curve there. It doesn't happen overnight. He's got a lot of talent. It's going to take some time, but he's working extremely hard.
What about Javon Walker with his injury and rehabbing from that? Explain that.
He looks like he's in pretty good shape. He's making some strides, as you saw today. You know, he did most of the drill work. We didn't do any teamwork with him. I think he could have. But, you know, we got to plan him the next 3 weeks. Just keep on working him like he's working now, and hopefully by the first day of camp, he's ready to go full speed.
Actually not being here in camp, explain that and the dynamic of going down the depth chart with your receivers.
Well, you know, Ashley has nothing to do with it. Just like a guy coming in and spraining an ankle. You've got a lot of depth at a lot of different positions. Guys are going to compete, and the best player is going to make the team.
Is there any scenario you can see where Ashley will still be with the team this season?
Well, I think we've talked about Ashley enough, to be honest with you. You know, I think we should talk about the guys that are here. I think we've addressed all possible scenarios with Ashley, and so why beat a dead horse?
Explain the dynamic between Jay and Jake right now. Knowing that Jay just said a while ago, he'd love to vie for being the starting quarterback for your team.
Well, I think everybody, you know, is competing for a position. The quarterback, you know, position gets a lot of notoriety and obviously well-deserved. But we want everybody competing for that job. Everybody on our football team is trying to compete to be the starter. You know, there's a learning curve there with the quarterback position, more so than any other position, that it does take some time. But he's very talented. And we'll let the due process take care of itself.
What do you hope from Cedric Cobb goes?
You know, Cedric is a guy that we thought very highly of coming out of Arkansas. We liked his running style. And we felt very fortunate to get him on our football team when he was released. And now he's competing for the starting job. And, you know, he's a guy that hasn't missed a workout. He was worked, you know, extremely hard. He's 235 pounds. He's got a big package. And I like his work ethic, so. Hopefully he can make some strides once we put the pads on.
Mike, with Javon Walker going through the individual drills, was that the plan all along, or is he ahead of the curve?
That was our plan, you know, from the start. We weren't really sure if he could do what he did today. And so we're pleasantly, I shouldn't say surprised, but that's where Greek thought he would be. And he's kind of biting at the bit. But, you know, we don't want to put him in a situation where he's competing against other players right now, because he'll probably push himself a little bit too hard at this stage. But we've got a few weeks before we get started, and he's exactly where we were hoping he'd be.
What kind of off-season Cecil Sapp had? Are you pretty happy with the strides he's made?
Well, you know, Cecil is a worker. He's a guy that I feel is talented enough to be the starting fullback or the starting tailback. He's that type of athlete. Obviously, he's done a good job at the fullback position. There's some great competition there, you know, at that position, and we'll just let these guys compete and find out who wins the position.
Mike, getting back to Javon, we talked about trying to hold him back so he doesn't do too much. Isn't that kind of what you're looking for from a player, a guy that wants to get out there, that even when he can't be, is kind of standing out here watching?
Yeah, you want guys that want to compete and get out there as quick as possible, but even Javon knows that that's going to take some time. You know, he went out there today and, you know, competed, but he knows he's not quite sure on planting his foot and doing the things that he has done throughout his career. You know, because of the rehab that he's gone through and obviously the seriousness of the injury. But I expect him over the next few weeks to, you know, just do what he's been doing. And I think by the first day of camp, at least according to the doctors, there should be no hesitation, should be full speed.
You talked about after the mini camps how Darius had played well. Do you see a difference in his confidence at all? Is he getting back?
Well, there's some guys that takes a little more time than others. And for Darius, I see him feeling a lot more comfortable with the system, where he doesn't have to think, he can react. And a lot of times when a guy can do that, then catching the ball becomes much easier. And I think that's what I see with Darius. You know, you still see his great speed. He's very explosive. He can do things that a lot of receivers can't do. But more importantly for him, I think he feels a lot more comfortable with the scheme. So he can go out there and execute and not think, and he's looked pretty good.
With a couple of Pro Bowl wide receivers, how much more balanced is this offense now than maybe you've had in recent years?
Well, we've been pretty balanced, you know, through the years.
I mean, in terms of talent, you really have some major weapons now. You had some good ones in the past, but now you have two Pro Bowl wide receivers, and Jake obviously is coming off a good year, and then your running game is always good.
Okay, why don't you answer the question for me then?
Well, when's the last time you had two Pro Bowl wide receivers?
Oh, I'm just joking. Relax, will you? I throw a little pressure on you and you react the wrong way. No, it's always good to have a lot of talent. I mean, anytime you take a guy like Javon, who's been to the Pro Bowl, a guy like Rod Smith, and some younger guys that you know, you're hoping takes the next step. So, yeah, we feel real good that we've got a nucleus of some excellent players. And you know, but until they do the job and they do it when it counts, you're always hoping that they can step up. And that's what we're waiting for.
Mike, you had a top five offense once again, but you're disappointed in your third down conversion with this offense. Rod Smith said that was one thing that you emphasized. What are you looking for in terms of your third down package to try to improve?
Well, that's one thing we've always been fairly good at, especially in the Super Bowl years. And, you know, the great teams, the teams that finish in the top two or three in points, are always good in that third down area. And that was really the only area that we were pretty poor in. And so for us to get to the next level is to, and you know, be much better in that third down area. And, you know, we look at different things, what people are doing from a schematic standpoint. We you know, try to put different personnel groups together and kind of just emphasize it, some of the things we did last year. It's like anything, if you emphasize and you work on it, you know, there's a good chance you'll get better.
And your points out of the passing game, obviously Jake was down in his interceptions, but he was also down in terms of passing touchdowns from 04 to 05. Down by about a third from 27 to 18. What can you do to try to open things up?
Well, we don't care, you know, how we score. You know, the bottom line is get touchdowns. So you get more rushing touchdowns. And, you know, I don't know if we were seventh last year, I think, in point production. And we'd like to be in the top two or three and hopefully number one. So, you know, that red zone is a big part of it. Big plays are a big part of it. Just like we mentioned, we got to come up with some more big plays. And even though I think we were sixth in that area with yards per attempt, we can still grow and hopefully get better.
What advice have you given Jay about how to approach this training camp as he comes up to try to compete to get on the football field?
I really haven't talked to him, you know, very much. You know, the only thing I tell all these young guys that, hey, you know, if you know everybody's talented, the guys we've brought in here, we feel like have a chance to compete, maybe not necessarily to be a starter, but to make this football team. And we're just going to watch guys grow. We're going to try to give them as much repetition as we can through these OTA days. So once we start training camp, they don't have to think they can react. And then we'll just let the due process take care of itself. You know, and Jay's very talented, and so is Jake. And, you know, it took Jake a little time. It didn't happen overnight for him coming into our system. And you see him getting better every year.
So isn't that like the forgotten man in this quarterback club?
No, but it's nice that you mentioned him. Now he's not forgotten anymore.
You're on a roll, man.
Oh, Bradley, see you.
Same material on the first day.
See?
It's amazing, right. Isn't it?
And you said I didn't have a personality.
What do you mean?
Oh, I know. I just
sing your name.
I tell you, Bradley has really thrown the ball well. In fact, today was one of his best days that he's had since he's been here. But he's a worker. You know, he worked extremely hard, you know, do the little things the right way. So. You know, it's a situation that we have is a situation most people want. You've got some talent at the position, you got some competitors, and let these guys compete.
How many times do you think you'll be asked about the quarterback between now and?
That's probably it.
Is it?
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. Yeah. I answer those questions so well, you guys probably not going
to
ask me any other questions all the way through training.
Can we go back to the Ashley Lee situation?
Sure, go ahead.
Have you been able to reach out to him and talk to him recently, Mike?
I haven't really been reaching out, to be honest with you, but just because he won't return my phone call, that's why I'm not reaching out. But not just, you know, what can you do? I think we've talked about the situation. If you guys would like to talk about it again, I'll talk about it. But, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, if you want to compete to be the number one guy, why not be here? Why not be here in camp? If you're afraid of competing against the number one guy who's 35 years old, I don't think you're going to find a better scenario than what he has here. We draft him as the number one draft choice. We would love him to be the number one wide receiver. That's why we drafted him number one. He's done some good things for us. I think there's still a big upside for him. But I just think that he's making a bad decision and got some bad advice. It'd be different if people were beating down the walls to get him, but they're not. Why not come in here and try to do what you can do and make a name for yourself at a place that drafted you number one.
Mike, how do you think this is going to work out then? Do you think he'll be here eventually? I mean, do you think he'll trade him? I mean, do you think he'll be, could he come back
yet? I really don't know. I think we've talked about that too. We gave him an option to look at a number of scenarios before the draft. That didn't work out. We've given another number of scenarios. We've talked to different teams, and so far that hasn't worked out. So I'm not saying he's not going to be back here. That's his option. If he does come back, kind of come back and compete. And that's like we've talked about before with these other guys. You know, all you want is a chance to compete and show the coaches and your teammates what you can do. Michael. And he'd still have an opportunity here if he decided to come back. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't be a little tougher on him. No, I'm just joking.
Well, Michael, you have the option now. You have the option now to find him. Will you find him for not being mandatory?
Well, you know, obviously anybody that's not here, you get fined. If it's a mandatory camp, you know, but it's not a major fine. It's cost him a few dollars. Well, see, you guys got me into it again.
No, I promise.